You ever wonder who gets the flag lowered to half staff? Today's Monday, I don't know, November 25th, 27th, whatever it is, 2023. And I've noticed as I'm driving around that the flags are at half staff. And it got me thinking. You know, who gets to go at half staff? And I got to thinking about it, and I think it's people that are higher up in the state apparatus. Supreme Court justice, governor, former governor, former president, former vice president. I'm not sure how far down the state worship hierarchy does the flag lowering go. I mean, a former county councilman, they wouldn't lower the flag. A former state house, when the guy died a while back from the injection or whatever, at the state house in South Carolina State House, did they lower the flags then? I just keep wondering. You know, when my mother died, they didn't lower the flags. When my grandmother and grandfather died, they didn't lower the flags. I doubt they'll lower the flags when I die. So, how do you get the flags lowered? What is the hierarchy of flag lowerness? And does it always have to be they didn't lower it for any of the boys killed in Syria or Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam. I would like anybody to answer that question. Do you have to be a certain level in the cult of the state and promote the state and do good things for the state in order to get the flag lowered? Let me know in the comments below. Like and share. Maybe somebody actually knows what the hierarchy is and if you got to be a state lover or whatever. That's just something else to think about, don't you know? Till next time. Peace.